Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamont, and welcome to the Monday Show. Oh, it's Monday already. So did everyone have a lovely weekend? Did you have some fun? Did you get to do some interesting things? If you want to share, that's cool. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I talked about let's talk to some dead people or people that have passed, whether it's friends, relatives, family members, famous people, whatever. You know, it's just up to you in a lot of ways. Or we can talk about your past lives, or if you have something else that's just so important that you need to talk about. But let me set the show up and something I've been thinking about. And it kind of came to me yesterday, and I kind of, well, this weekend, backtracking a little bit here, this weekend I thought, especially Sunday, that I need to connect with the spiritual side of myself. I've been doing a lot of secular stuff, baseball, football, movies, you know, just all that stuff, which I do. Just being kind of human. So yesterday I needed to connect. So I spent some time connecting and watched a really kind of cool movie about Deepak Chopra. Actually, it was put together and produced by his son and filmed by his son about him. So that was interesting. But I got to thinking about, or spirit got to think, presenting to me this idea about creating in our lives what we want, getting what we want, getting from the universe or God what we want in our lives. And the thought came to me, it was just kind of interesting, and I'm going to use this a lot in my work about helping people. Are you looking at the world and you're trying to get stuff? Are you a wall? Are you up against the wall, or are you a bridge? And what I mean by that, by a wall, I mean the universe is going to bring you stuff, but have you put walls up to get what you want in your life? Have you put up, what are walls that we would put up? And it could be on any subject. It could be money. It could be relationships. It could be moving. It could be family members. We have different walls and different bridges for different aspects of our lives. It could be about a job. But walls are negative thinking, negative thoughts, negative emotions, fear, beliefs that we carry forward from our childhood, which are negative. That's putting up a wall. It's not allowing the universe to bring us. We put a wall in front of the good things that we want to come to us. Now, when I thought about this idea of walls, it's not we have to try to climb over the wall to get somewhere. No, it's not about us blocking us from going somewhere. It's about the universe not getting to us because we put this negative, whatever it might be, as a wall. Now, what's a bridge? The bridge is just the flow, allowing it to come to us. The bridge is based on love. It's based on appreciation. It's based on kindness. It's based on allowing. It's based on having positive thoughts and positive emotions about what you want in your life. So I'm going to talk more about that in the future. Are you creating walls for what you want? Or are you creating bridges? And actually, I've been using this for the last few hours, the last day or so, actually. And I'm thinking, is that thought I'm having a bridge thought or a wall thought? Is it a wall thought? Am I putting up resistance to the universe getting me what I want? Or is it a bridge thought, meaning that I'm applying love to a situation and I'm open and I'm allowing it to come? Or am I putting up resistance? So that's my take. And I'm going to work more on that and help people to break down walls and create more bridges. And I'll explain more about that. I have a caller or two. I have some articles. We'll get into some stuff. We'll talk to some dead people, hopefully. And or we'll talk about your past lives or whatever you want to talk about. But I'd like to focus in on that. And I'd like to also focus in on this concept of bridges and walls. Where are you at on a certain subject? Whatever it is you're asking about. Could it be a relationship? Could be a job? Looking at your own self, what are your thoughts and emotions? And are they wall thoughts or bridge thoughts and emotions? Okay, let me take a call. Hello?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Candy.
Candy?
Yes. Yes. Shrek the Candace.
Yeah. Do you have a candy? Do you have a candy that you like? I mean, I'm just playing on your name a little bit here.
Snickers are pretty good.
Snickers. I like crunches. Yeah. I don't eat a lot of sugar now. I try to, well, you know, sugar just kind of calls to you, right? Come see me, right? But I like the Nestle Crunch, if you know what I'm talking about. It has the little nuts inside of it. So what's going on with Candace today?
Candace is having a relationship issue with my aunt. And someone who's intuitive, whatever, said like something about my mother, was trying to give her a message. And I'm not really sure what it was about that she was trying to say. But there was definitely something, some kind of connection. But, you know, this woman's not very developed, so she couldn't really explain it well.
Okay, so let me get the clarity here. Your aunt's alive, right? Your aunt's in a physical form. But your mother's not in a physical form?
Correct.
So somebody was saying that your mother was trying to get a message to your aunt about you, right?
To me, about my aunt and I's relationship.
Okay, so you felt the messages coming from your mother to you about you and your aunt.
Yes. Correct.
But I also get the energy. See, when you said that, I was getting more of this energy that your mother's trying to give your aunt a message. Okay?
Oh.
That it's the message I get is lighten up a little bit on her. Okay? Mm-hmm. Give her some space. Okay. Don't be so hard on her. I don't think that's for you, though. I think it's for your aunt. And I'm not that you could go back and say to her, but that's what I'm kind of feeling, the energy that your mother's trying to put across to your aunt is lighten up a little bit. Leave her, you know, give her some space. Don't be so hard on her. Am I correct in saying that she's a little hard on you, a little difficult? She's trying to take over the mother role to some degree?
I think it's almost the opposite. I mean, I think she's being hard on me, but she's not being what I expected. And, you know, after my mom passed, it's not that long ago that she passed, so I thought she would take on a more motherly type role because we were close, but, you know, I'm not really sure. This relationship is definitely getting strained along the way.
Okay, so
we'll
go back.
I'm painful.
I'm still that doesn't really contradict my saying, because it feels like give her a break, lighten up a little bit. It seems like your aunt, how do I get this energy? It's a really kind of a weird energy between both of you at this point, right? It's kind of like your aunt is saying, I got my own issues, right? I got my own stuff.
Right.
And so your mother's trying to bridge that saying a little bit to your aunt. Okay, lighten up a little bit. You know, you have your own issues, but you need to be, you're there for a purpose. You're there for a reason. Okay. So what is your, let me try to get, what's your mother's name?
Vivian.
Let me try to get what your mother is saying to you. That's really more important, really, right? About your aunt?
Yeah, right. How can I help this, you know, because it's painful, you know, I love her very much and it's not what I expected or want.
Yeah, well, I you know, you hit the word right there, because that's what the word I was getting is about expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It was about expectations. Maybe you're expecting too much right now.
Maybe.
And I'm kind of getting this message for you from your mother that, you know, and the space thing is really about you and her, you and your aunt, giving her a little space too. Let her work through things. She's taking on she's unwilling to take on a role in your life, your aunt, that is. She's unwilling to take on a role in your life because she doesn't feel equipped, or she feels ill-equipped for it at this stage in her life. Okay?
Hmm. Okay.
Will she come around? Yes. Will she come around? Will she become everything you thought she would become? No, but she will come around. There's somewhere in that middle of where you're at right now. She will come around, but the word is, again, is expectations.
Right, and almost like what you were saying before, like, am I blocking this or am I helping it? And I think that was...
I'm sensing resistance only because of... I, okay? Once you get into that frustration and an expectation, you put out an energy that kind of blocks it a little bit. You put up a wall. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm frustrated by it. I'm wanting more from her, but it's not happening, and that just creates. So get into the state of allowance, whatever can allow to happen to you. Okay. And I keep getting this expression: just put out love. Just put out love. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing almost like this idea of, instead of you expecting stuff for your aunt, just be there for her. Just be there for her. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to take some time to resolve that, because I'm really feeling the resistance on your aunt's part of getting involved because of her own issues. Okay.
Okay.
And it's not negative towards you, but it's just like she needs to keep space. Even though your mother's trying to encourage her to open up a little bit, but she's keeping space.
I see.
That relationship wall will come down. That relationship wall will come down. Okay?
Good. I hope so. Sooner than later?
And I'm feeling an energy of... what I'm feeling is a very emotional reconnecting between you, a very emotional reconnecting, okay? Kind of like, I'm sorry I haven't been there for you, but, okay?
Right.
How soon? The holiday season will create emotions that will tear at this or will remove part of this wall. So it's during the holiday seasons, okay?
Okay, that's when we'll start getting in a better place.
It's like the song, bricks in the wall will tumble down, okay?
Okay.
Just be patient with her.
All right, well, as long as I know it's not me and it's her own thing,
It's not you, but the only thing you're doing is perhaps the expectations are too high for her situation right now.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, relationships with families. Oh, so that gets back to that wall and bridge thing. How would she, reflecting now that she's off the line a little bit, because I always like to do this when somebody's off the line, kind of see what spirit also they have to say about creating a bridge between them instead of the wall between them. I'm really get this energy, and I hope she's still there, but I get this energy that it's about appreciation, but when talking to her aunt or communicating with her aunt, it's really showing appreciation for her aunt about who she is as a person. Kind of like praise, but it's more about why I appreciate you as a person. Why do I appreciate you? Not necessarily appreciate what you do for me, but as you as a person, why do I appreciate you? And showing appreciation for her will help tear down the wall a little bit. In love, of course, but really strong energy around appreciation. It feels like it has to be very heartfelt, and it has to be expressed with love and compassion. And for some reason, I'm getting this really strange energy around forgiveness, forgiving the situation. I forgive it. I'm going to go into a state of forgiveness, which means I will allow all that energy attached to the situation, any perceived hurt or resentment, I will forgive and allow it to go away because I no longer want to carry that with me. And through forgiveness and appreciation, you will build that bridge is what I get. So I'll leave that alone. Okay, we'll end it there because that's what it feels like. Okay, well, I got another call. So what am I doing today? Yes, today was about, we didn't get into, oh yeah, okay. So we got into a little bit about somebody who had passed, the mother. There's somebody out here, and I don't know who this is, in either the chat room or one of the callers, but I'm sensing that there's a family member, a female member of a family, and you can tell me if you're in the chat room or I take another call or whatever, whomever you are, the mother did a lot of crocheting or darning or something. It's like with needles and it's either crochet needles or it's a needle that you would sew, but a lot of hand that energy. I see that picture of somebody doing that. Either somebody on the line is doing that or has done a lot of that, or one of their relatives who has passed has been doing a lot of that. So, I don't know. Does that apply to anybody here? I don't know. But I keep seeing this picture of this woman, not a man, but a woman, sitting there and doing something, either needlework or darning or, you know, like even mending socks, if that sounds crazy, but I hear that. And it could be a grandmother. It could be going back. So if that relates to anybody, let me know. Okay, let me take another call, and we'll get into some other things. So the word today was, what was the word? Oh, miracles. I was going to talk about miracles, and I have an article about miracles. Creating miracles are like, you know, expecting miracles. Let me take a call. Hello?
Hi, George. It's Tricia here. I was listening to your stuff, and I was just on Skype listening. I like the sound; it's louder.
Okay.
Yay! And I'm writing my book, and I was just writing my chapter, and a lot of it was about my mother, who's in spirit, and how she taught me all of the talents of sewing and crocheting and knitting and.
Well, maybe that's what I was picking up. Okay. Because I just saw this person just sitting there with, you know, a needle or whatever, crochet, you know, whatever.
Oh,
yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
She was absolutely brilliant. And I have a lot of her doilies and a lot of things like tablecloths, incredible embroidery. I mean, what they did in those days was just amazing.
So we're tapping into your mother, huh? We're tapping into your mother because she came in really strong. Okay.
Hi, Mom.
So what else does she have to say to you today? Let's, other than go ahead and... You know, I get this thing, because the hands up in the air, and it feels like what she's trying to do is, like, be hands-free. Like, just kind of let go. Are you holding on to something in your life that you shouldn't be holding on to? Because I'm just getting, like, these hands being thrown up in the air, like, let go of something. Just let it go. Allow it to happen. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Are you frustrated over anything in life right now? Because it feels like letting go, okay, the universe, you know, stop putting up walls and let the bridge and get into the bridge state where you're allowing whatever is going to come to you through the bridge and stop putting up walls.
Okay. No, I was, I've been doing my writing. I'm writing this book, and it's a very emotional, heavy book. Not heavy in a bad way, but triggering a lot of things. And we spoke about this before, about getting into that anxiety because it involves another person. And I go back to that kind of like anxiety feeling of how he's going to respond to it. To be irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant how he responds. It's not mine.
So I think, well, I'm going to interrupt you for a moment, if you don't mind, because I think that's related to what's being conveyed to you, is that at times you just need to throw up your hands and say, okay, I'm going to walk away from this. And I see somebody go dancing or do something with, get into the body a little bit, get out of the head, get into the body, do some yoga, go dancing, do something physical to get out of your head. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's not like a permanent thing, like you're going to throw the book away. But I'm saying, what I'm sensing is that she's trying to tell you, at times you just think you take a break from the mental and even that soul connection and just take a physical break. Do something physical. Okay?
Yeah.
Even if it's go play with plants or gardening or whatever it is. But I get dancing. Do you like to dance?
You know what? I was writing about that in the story as well, about how I use a lot. But the thing is that you know what it's like when you write. You get into that such channeled space. And,
right.
When I write a book or something, it takes over me 24/7. It's a constant thought process of downloading or writing or rewriting, editing. It doesn't matter. But I do that. But I haven't done it today. It's 2 o'clock, and I'm still in that sort of sense where I need to, you know, go shower, go play with the dog, go wander outside. And
that's what she's saying.
But I need to do it more when I'm in that kind of anxiety state. Just so, you know, today's not the day. So,
but I'm also getting, something about water, you and water.
Mm-hmm.
not necessarily even in the ocean, but in the bathtub, something about water, okay? That water does a lot of cleansing to your soul.
Yeah, I use that when I'm...
Yeah, because the water helps take away the anxiety, okay? Even a shower...
I noticed that yesterday I was feeling in a really kind of vent mood of, you know, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to go and have a shower. And it does change the energy, totally.
Right,
yeah.
I'm getting this whole energy because going back to my analogy of the wall, and because when you get that kind of frustrated place, even in writing, you block some of the stream. You block some of the flow, okay, coming to you. And if you go back and read some of that that you've written in that state, it doesn't feel as strong. It doesn't feel as – it has as much juice behind it. Okay?
Yeah. And, no, today was good. Today I was really good. Yesterday it was not. I was – you know, I could sense that. But, you know, I also allow that too because you can't be in that full frontal mode all the time. You know, sometimes – we just have to step back. So,
you just need to know you're loved.
Oh, yeah. I was writing about my childhood, and it was really, you know, I was really lucky. I had a very blessed childhood because I was writing about this, is how she taught me all of this thing that later became my trade. And she was able to recognize it, you know, as a parent, we recognize what our gifts are in our children. And if you encourage them and you teach them, you know, they become who they are. They don't need to wake up one day and go, well, should I be a lawyer? Should I be a doctor? Should I be, you know, when it's not really the energy of who that person is.
And, right.
So that was the gift of great parenting.
Are you ready for a new direction in your life?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I'm sensing that new direction coming up for you in your life. Not that you're going to throw everything away. Of course not. You're going to carry a lot of what you do and who you are with you. But it feels like you're going to make a right turn soon, to a little off into a little different direction.
Okay.
And prosperity is behind that. So there's a prosperity factor involved in that, which I don't know why I say that, but I do. I'm not trying to make you feel good, but it's a prosperity factor involved in that. And it feels like a lot of really great energy, okay? I see a person jumping up in the air and clicking their heels kind of energy, if you know what I mean by that.
Okay, yeah.
So that's coming up for you really soon. That's coming up. Go ahead.
I've been on that path for a long time, you know, like with a lot of preparation, you know, that where you're constantly learning and you're constantly learning and you're kind of like bringing all of the pieces back to your own basket, you know what I mean? Like
I'm
ready to spread everything that's in my basket out into the world.
Okay. You know, so pay attention. Pay attention, because you're going to make a right turn soon. I don't know where that's going exactly, but you're going to make a right turn. It's going to be a benefit, but you're going to make another turn. Go ahead.
Is that with a career, you see?
It feels like life changes. It could be career. It could be to do with the book. It could be something when it comes out. It's going to make a big change in your life, but there's a right turn coming up for you, okay?
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
And I don't know if you're doing a lot of traveling now, but you will soon.
I feel like that's a little bit of who I am, too. You know, I've been a little – I'm not saying – I was really lucky. I've got a lovely house that I have on the hills, and I can take the time just to prepare myself with this book. And
that
I'm ready to sort of jump off the hill too. It's not stimulating enough. Just wanting to travel.
And I'll give you one more thing before I go and let you go. When I said travel, I see Japan. Okay.
Japan.
Japan. I don't know why. a ways off,
okay.
But I see that Japan thing coming up for you. Okay? It comes
Japan
in really big.
Very lucky. And in my energy field before, when I became a songwriter and I learned how to write songs back in the 80s, I had a store, a fashion store, that I manifested because I knew the talent from my mother. You see, so that's what I'm saying. I was a designer. A Japanese artist came into my store who was a little idol, teen idol. And she put me on the map in Japan as far, not visually, not like that, but I mean me, because my music was played throughout Japan because she recorded a lot of music.
Okay.
So Japan has been very lucky for me.
There's something about Japan.
Yeah, we have that soul essence, I think, from past lifetimes and things like that. China. I love the idea of China, too, for writing.
But there's something about Japan coming up in your not-too-distant future, okay? I'm going to let you go.
Go. Thank you.
Okay.
Just mute me, because I'm still listening.
Okay.
Thank you. Blessings and bye.
Oops, I cut her off too soon. Sorry about that. Sometimes I cut off people a little too quick. I apologize for that. So how is everyone in the chat room today? So what I talked at the start of the show on was this idea, well, I'm going to talk to you some dead people. I love that line. It sounds so what it really isn't, because they're not really dead. They're out there in the non-physical world, and they're happy, and they're having fun, and they're just having a great time. But I'm talking about putting walls and bridges up in your life. And the walls are basically walls we put up to not allow the universe to bring us what we want. And those are negative thoughts, negative emotions. Fear is a big one. Another big word in a wall is doubt. Ooh. When you doubt something can happen. If you've been asking for it and you throw doubt out there, you just put this huge wall up that the universe just stops there and goes, no, you're not ready for it. You doubt. Okay, so, and a bridge is just the opposite. It's full of love. It's full of appreciation. It's full of all these wonderful things. It's allowing. It's open. It's where I'm, it's feeling good about what you want. It's there's no hesitation in it. There's no doubt about it. That's a good question. How to knock down? Well, first of all, you have to identify how you put the wall up. The wall came from somewhere. Okay, and then as I said earlier, and I don't want to repeat myself over and over again, but we put different walls up in different aspects of our lives, whether it be about relationships, about money, about jobs, about family members, about whatever it is, diet, I got a wall, big wall about diet, right? It's so, I don't, but some people do. So we put walls up about change all the time. So let me ask you a question in the chat room here, and I know people out there go, what is he talking about? But when you're talking about emotion and you're talking about relationships, are you talking about bringing in a new relationship or getting over an old relationship? That's the key. Now, well, sometimes we put up a wall to new because we haven't got over the past. We haven't dealt with the past. We haven't let it go. We have to let the past go, okay? So a new relationship, usually you're putting up a wall about relationships, so there's something negative about relationships you haven't dealt with. Something negative that you haven't dealt with about relationships. You haven't let the past go. You're still clinging to whatever it is. But also you're not allowing yourself to get into the state of allowance, which means I want to be at the end of the bridge, and I'm going to see the universe bringing me somebody from the other side of the bridge. And I'm just going to allow it. I'm not going to push for it, because anxiety and stress and frustration about not having somebody puts up the wall. But if you go, I'm going to let all that go. I'm just going to give it over to the universe, give it over to God. I'm just going to stand there and wait. Well, you're building up all kinds of problems, aren't you, in yourself, right? You're building up all kinds. You got a moat and a wall, and you got alligators in that moat or crocodiles. Now, here's where I can't, it's hard for me to help you here, because as I talk about this process, I talk about it in the sense of working with the subconscious mind. It's going into the subconscious place and finding out what are the reasons you're putting up the wall. Because at the conscious level, yeah, you don't, you know, it's hard to buy into it. But the subconscious is where you've established those ingredients, where you've built those bricks to put in your wall. So I would suggest to you that if you find somebody who can, a hypnotherapist, a therapist, somebody who does some early childhood work or subconscious work, taking you to a place where you go, aha, I got it. And replacing those with positive thoughts, positive affirmations, or positive ideas. It's the contrast to what you're thinking. Because somewhere in your subconscious, you've put up a wall and you've built some bricks to block yourself from relationships. And sometimes we do things, and I'm not saying about you, but sometimes people do things subconsciously to sabotage a relationship. Sometimes you do things to, you know, it's always talked about women who go through divorces sometimes will gain a lot of weight because they want to put up a defense mechanism from a relationship. From, I've had such a bad relationship, and subconsciously you put on weight to fend off men because you want to have nothing to do with men. Now, I'm not saying you, but that's what comes to my mind, is we can set up and subconsciously do things that when you know we're doing that blocks us from meeting other people or doing other things, okay? When we sabotage ourselves because it's coming from the subconscious and not the conscious mind. So we put up a wall, put up a defense, keep ourselves from getting what we want, and we sabotage ourselves somehow, some way. Yeah, but you got to do... What I'm talking about is that the sub... So you have to learn to do a meditation, self-hypnosis, something that you go to a deep state. And I could get into the brainwave things, and you got the beta, and then you got the alpha, and then you got the theta and the data. And what you need to do to get this to work for you, the subconscious level, is get out of the beta mind, the crazy monkey mind that we're in every day, running around. And you got to get into a lower alpha state, which you're really calm. You can do that in meditation. Monks do it all the time, where you're slowing your brain waves down. And as I studied this in school, and I'm going into way too much time on this, but it's all right. I studied this in school, and I've read a lot of books on this whole topic, is that once you get your conscious mind, your ego, whatever you call it, filters out suggestions and ideas because they become unknowns to the subconscious. If you're saying affirmations, even positive affirmations, somewhere you have this filter that's blocking those from getting to the subconscious, and repetition helps. It kind of gets it down there. Go into kind of a mellow, kind of peaceful kind of brainwave state, they can automatically go there. And I'll show you the opposite. I'll tell you about the opposite. When you're a child, from 0 to 12, 13 years old, you're automatically in that lower state, that delta state, theta state. You have no filters. You have no filters. And so everything pours in. So everything that you learn as a child, everything that comes to you becomes part of who you are as a child. And as you get older, you start to build the filter. You start, your brainwaves start to move up, and you start to get into that alpha state where you start to filter information and not letting everything become part of your subconscious. So that's the problem with children. You got to be very careful with children because children are very suggestible at early ages. I was reading something recently about, finding out about violence in children, especially TV violence. And a lot of studies have been done recently that does have a huge impact on children as they get older. They learn violence from those early stages. If you're surrounded by violence as a child, you become more aggressive as you get older. And studies have proven that athletes that at an early age and or people who grew up in these very difficult environments, the aggressive nature, gang-related situations, aggressive nature takes over, and as they get older, they play it out. But I don't want to talk about that too much more. So hopefully I'm helping you. So if you want to change that stuff, change that programming is what I call it, you have to do it in a lower subconscious state where your filter, your ego, your conscious mind is not going, oh, I'm going to block that. Because all you're going to do is get feedback from the subconscious saying, well, no, that's not something I know. I know this. I don't know that. Does that make sense? I know this. If you're trying to tell your subconscious mind that I'm worthy of love and I'm worthy of a great relationship, and the subconscious goes, no, that's not your programming. Sorry. Your programming is something else. So unless you can get into the subconscious area with and change that program, you know, rewrite the program, you're stuck with it to some degree. And I'm not saying affirmations and mantras don't help, but it takes a long time to constantly using the same mantra to get it to affect the subconscious. Because I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I worked with people changing beliefs in the past, and it can go pretty quickly. It can go pretty quickly if you're working from that level. And it's like certain fears and phobias are at that subconscious level, and the phobias are just something that you connected with, and you can change them. Okay, enough of that. We spent a lot of time on that one, didn't we? Yes. Ooh. Okay, so you'll get there. You'll get there. And you identifying love and why. Okay, I'll give you another way of doing this, and this is really quick and it's easy to do. Get a piece of paper, well, like a yellow tablet, and you start with your top line. I'm resisting love because, and then whatever the next word is, next part of a sentence, I am resisting love because, and whatever comes to mind, write that down. Then go down to the next line. I am resisting love because, and keep going down the page. And just see what starts coming to you. And by the time you get down to about the 15th or 16th time of saying that, you'll start to really tap into the subconscious a little bit. And then things will change a little bit. And you go, whoa, that is it? Wow, that's why I'm resisting love? My goodness. Things will start coming up after you start working this repetitive, I am resisting love because, as you go down the page. And when you get down to about 15 to 20, it's going to stop eventually, and you're going to get the same feedback at a certain point. And you're going to go, oh, really? Wow, I didn't realize that. You know, because I've taken people into hypnosis, and we talked about beliefs. My beliefs on this subject is, and in a deep hypnotic state, they come up with something that they never thought they would have come up with about their belief system. Okay? So, saying all that, I don't know why I've got into all this. But so if I can help anybody, I do sessions through Skype with individuals. And if you want to go to my website or even go to the magazine, which I publish, and contact me through there, I'll give you the magazine page. I wrote some really interesting thing last week about smiling, and I think you might find it interesting about the word smile. Just do it. That's it. So if you go there, you can contact me through that, or you can contact me through my website, or even through Blog Talk. There's a place to write a message. Okay, so fun is this. So what are we going to talk about? Oh, what else? You guys are... You'll get there, dear. You'll get there. Because I really, truly believe, if that's what you really want, that love is there for you. Love is there for you. It's almost, to use my analogy of the wall and the love is backed up on the bridge. It's waiting for you. It's just waiting for that wall to come down. You got love on the other side of the wall, banging on the wall, going, aren't you paying attention? I'm here. I'm on the bridge waiting for you. You know, the wall is backed up against you don't want to try to climb over the wall to meet that person. I don't know why I get that, but you just want to knock it down. Create a door in the wall. Creating a door so love can come through from the bridge. To use my analogy a little bit further in a little different direction here. So create some doors in your walls. Let it through. Okay. So quotes. One of my favorite quotes, and I love this Albert Einstein quote. And I use this too much, but I love it anyway. It's about miracles. Because we're talking about the bridge. We're talking about things coming into your life, expecting miracles, right? There are two ways to live your life. One is through nothing is a miracle. The other is, though everything is a miracle. Little Albert Einstein is quoted as saying that. So I believe that. I think if you have to look at life as everything is a miracle, I didn't expect that to happen. Okay, there's some other quotes I wanted to get into. There's a lot of long, involved quotes. I love this by Shannon Elder, and I don't know Shannon Elder. You will face your greatest opposition when you are closest to your biggest miracle. Isn't that beautiful? That kind of gives there that idea that, yeah, things are kind of tough, but just in front of you is that miracle. Just in front of you is that miracle. So persistence, perseverance, allowing it to happen, right? Okay, so I like this. Now, this is really kind of off the wall and off the track. I love Kathleen Valenti. Never put your faith in a prince. When you require a miracle, trust in a witch. I just thought that was such a cute quote. Never put your faith in a prince. But when you require a miracle, trust in a witch. I like that for some reason. And this next one, Lamoni Snicket. It's from a lump of coal. I like this. Lamoni? That's probably not how you pronounce that. But miracles are like pimples, because once you start looking for them, you find more than you ever dreamed you'll see. That's kind of an interesting way of putting it. So you got to be looking for miracles and allow them to be in your life. Miracles are like pimples, because once you start looking for them, you will find more than you ever dreamed you would see. That's kind of interesting about it, isn't it? And then Dr. Wayne Dyer once said, well, often quoted, I am realistic. I expect miracles. Okay? And then I like this quote. It's not Dr. Wayne. It's another person. Jandy Nelson. You have to see the miracles for there to be miracles. Again, you have to be open to miracles. Miracles happen when we're having this heart open to miracles, when we're in a state of allowance. We accept them. We expect them to come into our lives. I thought I'd throw a little thing about miracles in there for the day, because that's a little bit about expecting that stuff to come to you, expecting the bridge to bring you all the stuff. A lot of it is the law of attraction. You're right. But you have to be in a vibrational match to what you want. And if you want a relationship, you have to be in a vibrational match to a relationship. So again, it's getting rid of those negative thoughts and negative emotions about relationships so that you can align yourself. And the resistance, the wall, is all that negative stuff. Yeah, well, that's a miracle about the Cubs winning the World Series. You got a ways to go before that'll happen, right? The Mets seem to have the upper hand over the Cubs right now. But they are going back to Chicago. Since the Dodgers are out of it, I'm kind of like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever, you know, really. Now, of the teams that are playing, I probably would root for the Cubs more than the Mets or the Blue Jays or Kansas City. The Royals, yeah. Okay, we won't root for them, really. Right. Okay, so it's been fun. I will be back tomorrow. We'll do more of these. We'll talk to more dead people, a little bit more about your past lives if you want to go there. We'll talk a little bit more about resistance and letting go of resistance and maybe where you're holding on to resistance. I love you guys, and we'll talk soon. Bye.